It's Monday, March 20th, 2006. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. You can feel it all over. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. There was The Wrath of Mikey by The Go Team. It's from a single they put out for the song Ladyfish. I do love The Go Team, and that song is a pretty good B-side if you haven't bothered to pick that one up, which if you live in the States, it's kind of pricey, so I could see why you wouldn't have. But it's a great song, and it's a great single, and that is an awesome band. And the real reason I put it on the show is because I'm very excited I'm going to go see The Go Team tonight. Tonight is the night when I get to rock my socks off with The Go Team. So that's why we got that on the show this week. All right, up next, a more appropriate thing to have on the show, Sounds in My Head favorite, The Essex Green. They have a brand new album which comes out tomorrow, that's the 21st, called Cannibal Sea. And you can pick up Cannibal Sea at your local retailer. You can probably get it in iTunes starting tomorrow, I assume. I'm going to play a song from it called Uniform, and I'll tell you what, I'm a little disappointed. I don't think the album is as good as I would have liked for it to be. I think it may be one of their weakest albums, and I had high hopes, and the album art's good, and I was, like, really stoked, and I don't know. It just sounds kind of, I'm not sure what's wrong with it. It's like the production is wrong or something. Like the vocals are kind of too hot on a lot of it. I don't know. It's just not very catchy. It's not very good. And that's just my opinion. But I still, you know, I'd recommend picking it up if you like the Essex Green, just because I'm a completist and I think everybody else should be too. So check it out. This is the song Uniform by the Essex Green from their brand new album Cannibal Sea on The Sounds in My Head.
Run the risk of being accused. You cast your lot with the self-abused, but you were honest for once. You took 10 steps for their everyone. No, you better speed up. Did I mention reverse? Why get ahead when you can be perverse in a uniform? Of all the kind, bird in a uniform. Why be yourself when you can do worse in a uniform? Of all the kind, bird in a uniform. Why be yourself when you can be out and you can be run?
Meets an autistic teenager, they must wear a name tag so we can tell them apart. And finally, new rule, the Republican and Democratic frontrunners for president in 2008 have to stop making me throw up until at least 2007. And if you're going to win a national election, we're going to need to see some real proof that you're stupid enough to carry Kansas. Sorry, but if you think that issues like creationism or flag burning or boys kissing are more important than messing up Iraq, the state of health insurance, and the evaporating planet Earth, then I have two words for you. The Sylvan Learning Center. Okay, that's 4 words, but the point remains. It may look easy, but when you're a politician, it's hard to figure out what would soccer moms think Jesus would do before you answer every question? So don't get me wrong. I love idiots. I just don't think they should be in charge.
know you will understand this and feel the intrinsic, incredible emotion. You have just pulled over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now, you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and 8 other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. The sweater has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess, and that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see because she'll say, what is that filthy thing and who does it belong besides the trash man? So you have to keep it under the covers with you. You can kind of lie it beside you or wrap it around your waist or touch it on your legs or whatever, but that's your business. Now, if the sweater has, like, reindeer on it or is a funny color like yellow, I'm sorry, you can't get away with a sweater like that. Look for brown or gray or blue. Anything other than that, and you know you're dealing with someone who's different. And different is not what you're looking for. You're looking for those teenage alpine ski chiseled features and that sort of blank look which passes for deep thought or at least the notion that someone's home. You're looking for the boy of your dreams who is the same boy in the dreams of all of your friends. Now, the sweater isn't going to fit you, of course. You have to kind of roll up the sleeves in a jaunty way that says, this is the sweater belonging to a boy, and the boy is a genuine hunk, a hunk of burning love, and this is not just some hand-me-down from your brother or your father. Monday, wear the sweater to school. Be calm, look cute. Don't tell the dream you had about the place the two of you would share when you get older. Just be yourself. The best, cutest, quietest version of yourself. Definitely wear lip gloss. He looks at you, and he looks away, and then he walks away, and the smell of the sweater hits you again, suddenly like ape scent gloriola, and you get a note passed to you by a girl in history that says he needs his sweater back. He forgot that you put it on in the tent on Saturday, and he's been looking for it. And you don't have to die of humiliation, you know. You are a strong person, and this is a learning experience. You can still hold your head up high as you run from the classroom, tearing the stinking sweater from your body. You look at that sweater, carefully, and you realize that love made you temporarily blind. You got a secret now, honey, and though you would never sink as low as him, you could blab it all over the school if you wanted. The label in that sweater said 100% acrylic.
I'm not home right now because I'm at a Wally Pleasant concert. He's such a neat guy. If you want to write to him, his address is P.O. Box 1024, East Lansing, Michigan, 48826. Please leave your name after the beep, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Beep. Well, I'm always in a good mood, don't have a pompous attitude, and I'm rarely ever rude. Won't go to your house and eat all your food or sit in your favorite chair, throw things everywhere, make fun of your hair. I won't do that because I care about being nice, 'cause I'm nice, I'm nice, I'm nice. And I'm not afraid to admit it, laugh at a joke even when I don't get it. Remember the names of people I meet, help an old lady across the street. Here, have some money. You can kick me in the shin, and I'll still be wearing a grin. Even though my friends say I'm masochistic, I think they're just being pessimistic. They live their lives in frustration and greed, stepping on others so they can succeed, never thinking about doing a righteous deed. That's the way I used to be, you see, 'cause before I was arrogant, selfish and mean. And I did a lot of terrible things, like making fun of ugly faces, parking in handicapped parking spaces, shooting little birds with a BB gun. I once pushed a total stranger off the sidewalk and into oncoming traffic just for fun. I was mean.
He was very mean.
good.
He was no good.
I didn't have any friends.
No friends at all.
Now I have three or four.
Probably more like three.
But I changed. I got sick of people looking at me and running away. And ever since then, I've been nice. 'Cause I'm nice. I'm nice. So take my advice. It's nice to be nice. And you can't go wrong if you listen to the guy who wrote this song. That's me. I'm nice. Pleasant. Thoughtful, kind, considerate, I'm nice. Gosh, thanks for listening.
That song right there was Wally Pleasant and his song, I'm Nice. More on that in a moment. Before Wally Pleasant was Maren Cadell. Maren Cadell, I don't think she's really done much lately. She's a Canadian who put out a few albums a while ago. And that one was from her 1991 album called Angel Food for Thought. It was called The Sweater, and it was actually, you know, kind of a hit. So you might have actually heard, if you've heard anything by her, you've probably heard that song. There was a music video, which, we'll just put it like this. It wasn't no thriller. It's not the greatest video, but, you know, it's 92, what do you expect? And she's pretty funny, and she did a lot of different songs, and they all kind of had the same thing where she sort of tells stories, and she has a good voice. It's good stuff, and I really like The Sweater, so hopefully you liked that song too. You can pick it up on iTunes or elsewhere. And after Maren Cadell, you had the song I'm Nice by Wally Pleasant, as I just mentioned. And I gotta say, you know, I'm a huge Wally Pleasant fan, and I don't feel like you can have enough Wally Pleasant in your life, and so... In the spirit of that, I'm going to play another Wally Pleasant song, also from his 94 album, House is the Holy Moly. This song, though, is called Wonderful Sex, and it's a great song by Wally Pleasant, finishing this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I'm walking on a cloud, baby. I'm thinking out loud, maybe you and I could have wonderful sex. I'm thinking about you only. I just want you to hold me, 'cause I know you and I could have wonderful sex. Your perfume's so sweet, when you get close I can smell it. And even though I know that I'm no Tom Selleck, baby, I want you bad. I want you bad. 'Cause I'm getting real tired of being all alone, dialing 1-900 numbers on my phone, when I know you and I could have wonderful sex. And every time I imagine you next to me, I know I would be in ecstasy, darling, if you and I could have wonderful sex. I've been practicing real hard so I'd know what to do. You could be like a cat and I could be Pepe Le Pew. Mon chéri, I want you bad. I want you bad. And I hope you don't consider it an obscenity, but I try to do it as if I was a Kennedy. If you and I could have wonderful sex. And every time I look in your direction, I just wanna make a love connection, 'cause I know you and I could have wonderful sex. We could go rent some movies, rated X. What's the matter, baby? You look perplexed. Well, maybe I came on a little too strong, and maybe I shouldn't have tried to say all this in a song. But I know you and I could have wonderful sex. Yes, I know you and I could have wonderful sex. I know you and I could have wonderful sex. One more time now, you and I could have wonderful, well, at least it'd be good for me, sex. I want your sex. 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 Sex.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Going Up North, Icicles by the Ladybug Transistor, and Past Time with Good Company by Super Madrigal Brothers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or you can leave comments on The Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.